BOE back in session. BOE 26. Apologize. This is David Akers of the BOE again, but I forgot your name.
Yeah, you do. Dan, you
Dan? Is that what you said? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm working. I'm taking over his place.
Okay. Did you say Dan?
Yes, Dan.
Okay. All right, Dan, one of us looked at loop.net, and I'm going to let her tell you kind of what she found on there.
So we did take a look at Loop.
Can you hear her?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're just looking at the real estate stuff, or what was it?
We took a peek at LoopNet, and we found five hotel motels for sale on LoopNet. None of them in the price ranges
can
that you said.
Yeah, mostly.
Five
motels.
Right.
So when I did look at another site also that's a commercial listing site, and the properties that we saw in the lower price range were actually, they're piecemealing out the rooms that they're selling. So it's like fractionals. So we couldn't find anything that would change the value.
Okay. And Dan, here's the next thing, because you mentioned something about possibly doing long-term rental, like month-to-month or something like that. First of all, do you have one of those permits from the city to do that long-term, month-to-month?
No, we're just doing some weekly and nightly. So, did I understand that right? You're looking at listings, and in your listing, what you pulled there, the value is 400 and whatever thousand?
Well, they're actually much higher than that.
And so the one next door, I mean, another one I find is those are, what is those, unicorn, and nobody want to buy it, and did you compare those, or, because you comparing what, Hilton to mine, or what, because,
no.
To be honest here, people are, I mean, you guys understand that theater, the Wolverine Stevens, the Beaver, whatever, restaurant, that those properties are full, those in the building. So that the taxes go down because they cannot hold these properties anymore. We understand. I know we have insurance through you office or whatever when we first moved here. My father started with you guys, and now you guys want to hold the value, but the value is not there. So if the hotel next to me has the same property, same size, and double plus rooms for $650,000, I need to list mine for $1 million.
Okay. Hold on.
What are we comparing?
All right. First of all, what she was saying on the 250 to 279 you saw, they were piecemealing out the rooms, trying to sell them like it's fractionals or something along those lines. That wasn't the price for the whole hotel.
No. The 260 or 279 was.
It's going to have to bring
so
it in.
So before, I don't know how they're doing it now, but before when you buy a motel, they basically price it by the unit, right? The X amount of dollars by how many units you have it. That's how hotel business is sold. So if the place next to me listing price $650,000, this one sold a few years back for $235,000. That I know because I went to the auction.
Well, here's what we need from you, okay? You're telling us all of this stuff, but we have to have something documentation in order to make decisions. We're happy to give you more time and set this off again, but we need something in front of us to make the decision.
So you say you look up LoopNet. We can look up real quick LoopNet, and it's 1900 West 76. It's literally the property right next door to me. And both sites is for sale. Another one is the theater. He have like, I don't know, close like 4 acres or something
like
that.
Address?
He asked me $1.3 million.
Just a second. Give me that address again, if you would, Dan.
The one is 1900. Let me look real quick.
He said 1600. 1900 is listed for 650,000.
19, it's listed for 650,000.
650. This maybe 2 years ago sold for 225,000. The another one is on the other side.
Okay, you just said that something sold for 235,000. What was that?
That hotel you're looking at right now that's listed for 650. That sold for 225,000.
Okay.
But it's listed for 650.
Yeah,
it was an auction.
I'm sorry.
And it was an auction.
You said that 235,000 was at an auction, I believe.
Auction.
Yeah.
Through 10X Realtor Company or auction company or however they call it. And in the time, Mr. Vincent was on the list for that. Now, Mr. Vincent has, I forgot his first name.
Okay.
Vincent Ripley, but he has the one on another side. Touch and Country Theater. The listing price, $1.3 million, almost for sale 1 year already. This house, like, almost 4 acres.
Okay. Dan, here's what I'd like to do, because, I mean, I can't write down all of this stuff. I need you to give us this documentation that you want us to consider if you want us to drop the price, because this is what we do here doesn't just affect you. It affects other people, so we want to try to be consistent with what we're doing. So if you can present us some evidence, we're happy to give you the time to do that, but we need you to do that work. We can't sit here and try to look that stuff up. Okay? Fair enough?
Because I need to just print it out or like what?
Print out whatever you want us to consider. Okay?
Okay, and is there somewhere I can drop that, like before, because I don't know.
Sure.
Can you
just scan it and email it to the county clerk?
Maybe I can do that. I don't have nothing to write now or nothing.
Just call over here to the county clerk's office. They'll give you the what you need to do, an email, all that stuff, okay? And
okay.
We'll be happy to try to help you, Dan. Just we need something solid and in front of us, okay?
What kind of time frame you give to me for that? Because I'm supposed to go for out of town.
Sure. We can give you till later this month.
I have the screenshot, but I'm better where I can try to find you the property or whatever size and all that stuff.
All right, what day do we have later this?
14th, 15th, we can do the 24th, 25th.
All right, we have like the 24th or 25th available right now, if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, what's like the 25 is the, Friday, that's okay, 25.
25th is a Friday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could, in the morning?
Sure.
Okay. In the morning. Now, you can do one of two things. You can either email all that stuff that you want us to consider, and then we can call you up again, or you can show up here, one of the two. So however you want to do it, but do you want to be in person? Do you want to be teleconference again and just get us the materials? We'll call you.
For right now, to be honest, probably just the telephone, just in case if I'm out of town. I have no the business because the hotel doesn't make money, and I'm doing for water restoration. And sometimes I have an emergency phone call, I have to go to work. So I
understand.
Really, my schedule changes all the time.
Fair enough. Yeah, if you just get us that materials, we'll schedule you at 9 on the 25th, and if we can do it by telephone, then we'll do that. Okay?
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Okay, as to BOE number 26, I would make a motion that we retable this until the 25th at 9 o'clock, July 25th.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right. That takes care of the last page.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's try Serena Management.
There's
BOE
two on
six,
here.
Or what is what
it? It says valuation. Does not say classification on our sheet. But what does it say?
What was the issue here? Why did we continue?
I don't think we've had these.
It's just. It's just was under construction. They split off the lots.
It was this one. You tabled it, I think.
I think we tabled that for you guys to do something, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Her opinion of market value is 480, and we've got her in $1.5 million. Okay, there's a little difference there.
A little bit. Oh.
Well, one shows it's just a lot. Oh no, it's not just a lot.
Yeah, these are two two motels that were one parcel at one point in time, I think last year. Now they've done.
Is this the Welk?
Nope.
No, this is on Green Mountain Drive.
Oh, yeah, this is the one that they kind of sit catty corner behind each other. I remember
right,
this one.
Did the city shut one of them down?
Oh, there's two of them here. I'm not looking.
Yeah, there's two. BOE 5 and 6.
Okay.
And the one is not, they can't do anything with it, correct?
That's how I remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head.
Can you bring the map up?
I was trying to remember why we continued it. There was just a motion and then second. It doesn't look like I say why. As to the Pine Court property, it says it's under construction is the claim.
Yeah, I think the city closed them. Here it's up on the map. So they own that one and then the one just below it to the right.
They say it's under construction on that one.
Prior year was because it's a new person.
Okay.
Are they both under construction?
So this is actually showing up under one parcel in the system, then. Is that what you're saying, Dan?
Yeah. Beacon has it correct, though.
Okay.
Albert does not. Yeah, my understanding is, I've been out there, my understanding is the city, there were some complications with the city. They had to make some corrections, and those corrections have been ongoing for quite some time. So,
and which one?
Talking is years, I believe it's been going on for a couple of years.
Well, there's two different ones here. There's
the
a lot.
One up top.
Yeah,
the
I think they've been claiming
002.
One is $1 million. One is 1.5 million. Roughly.
The 1.5 one is that one is the one they're saying that, not that one, the other one. That one is the one they're saying is not up to code.
So we did go in and adjust land values on the one, that one right there. Fairly new. That back one's fairly new. What year was that one?
It says under construction still.
It's put them side by side for you.
Oh, thanks. This one is,
Well, I was just trying to remember, this is the first day. Why did we continue it? What were we going to have them do? I've slept since then.
Did they need to provide evidence from the city that they weren't operational? Can we see the actual motion that was made?
Do you have any evidence from these guys that's been sent since then?
I don't.
It just says table.
No.
Our motion doesn't. I need to start saying why we're continuing
this
it.
This is what I do have. And it should be.